want to be magdim before we start three akdomas. One akdoma, someone told me a maise, that was a bocha that was not so much makbid and kibud aveim. So his parents went to speak to the mashgiach and the yeshiva, have some miketu epes, you know, to get the bocha to be makbid and kibud aveim. So the mashgiach said he has an idea. He will tell the bocher that he wants to have a piece of kvias with him. And the kvias, he will turn into an halacha lemaisa, and he will learn with him yichus kibud aveim. So the mashgiach approached the bocher, and he told him, Efshem will open a kvias. The bocher was very excited, the mashgiach wants to learn with him. He said, okay, come next week, we'll make up a topic. So the bocher said, well, he said, maybe we'll do halacha lemaisa. He said, bocher is halacha, you know, but that's not... This bocher that need chizuk like to learn aloha, yeah. So he said, aloha, aloha, very good. Kitzer, he comes to learn with the mashgiach. So the bocher says, what will we learn? So the bocher, the mashgiach says, we'll learn hilchis kibud aveim. Yerdech, ele gimel. So the bocher says, maybe we'll learn aloha that I'm going to get a meister shtikim. Start to learn hilchis kibud aveim. So without this, hilchis kibud aveim, this is aloha that I'm going to get a meister. One zach. Inside Shani, we're going now to touch a very big shaila that is negiah to everyone every day. And like, I want to say two akdamas. And then one is, like we say, Alam Baldarke Hashem, Yeshorim, Tzadikim, Yeilchuba, Vereshayim, Yikoshluba, Chalila Vichas, especially if Bochim will leap before the end, that Bochim will come with some kulis. Chas Vesholem, we're only learning the sugya, and the Bochim has to know how to take out. What is Lemaisa in the Richtige Weg? And the second Sach is that parents that hear this Shir, it doesn't mean that now they could start to tell the kids to do all different Sachen. We'll see in a second. The Gemara Zokt in Kiddushin that if a father tells his son to do something that he knows that his son can keep, the father is able if neither. So a father has to know when he asks his son, don't do this, don't do this, don't go to Hebron. If he knows the Moshe, if his kids go, the father is able, if neither, to ask his son not to go. Does his son not to smoke, and the son will smoke, the father is able, if again, the kid will be able to keep it up, the father is able, if neither. And this is Moshe Rabbeinu Gemara. That the father asks his son to do something, and he knows that his son will not keep up to it, so the father is nichshol, and if neither, he sit on nichshol. What? Father, son is not a rosho. Guy likes to smoke is a rosho. Guy that doesn't get up is a rosho. Guy that smokes is a rosho.
He doesn't want to.
He wants to. He likes to smoke. Guy that speaks lashon hara is a rosho. A rosho is a person that wants to do b'meizid. A bocher wants to do b'meizid. Forget it. He wants to. He tries to convince his father that it's okay. Mishkan rosho. It's mishkan rosho. So I'm saying, even though we're going to speak now about this whole Indian, I don't want chas v'sholem. A father will come out. Oh. Now he heard a shir, he'll tell his son, don't do this, don't do that. We'll see the shit this, I'm saying. Some people could find, Bochum could find from here, cool enough to listen also. I'm saying, even the ones that will find from here that said that you have to listen, Abbas Nishta is a posh and gleich to tell the kids. Mother says that the father is evil, if not evil, is sitting in Michsho. So maybe the father has to know from now to let his son to smoke. Take it to be totally in death. To let his son to go to Hebron. Because if he doesn't let him and the son goes, the father is able if neither. So let me get Efshad Malam the Indian and we'll see after it. The shayla that I want to discuss today is the following shayla. We'll divide it maybe to four shaylas. The first shayla is your father tells you not to smoke. You have to listen to him or not. And this shayla is divided to two. When your father knows that you're smoking, or if your father will never find out that you're smoking. The shayla. Everyone has the shayla in life, and we have to come to achroi. Have to come to achroi. I tried to ask all over the last couple of hours to try to ask all over the world, all different rabbonim, to have all different psalkim. I didn't get yes from everyone, but the ikar shittas will try to go duch. The second shayla is the father tells you not to go on the bus because he's choshish that the bus will blow up. You have to listen to him or not. And this shayla is divided again to two, but it's a different shayla from the smoking, and I will explain. First shayla, if the father knows, or even if the father doesn't know. And why this shaila is a different shaila? Because if you don't go on a bus, you have to take a taxi. Taxi costs money. We know kibud av mishel av, loy mishel ben. So again, if the father gives you enough money to go on a taxi, we have a father that tells you not to go on a bus, but he doesn't give you money for taxis. So now the shaila is, mishel av loy mishel ben? Mishel av loy mishel ben? Oy dilme is a famous Reb Chaim that a mother told his son to come to help her. But she never gave him money to the ticket to go to Varsha. So he went to ask Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim told him, go by foot. So walk by foot. You're right. Mishal Avalei, Mishal Ben. But to walk, you have to. He would have to walk to Varsha. So he could be also, okay. Yerichanami, if they don't let you to take a bus, so you could walk. Yeah, but the problem is not every place you could walk. Some places to walk is even more dangerous. So this is one shaila. Another shaila is, why the bus is different? The marshal, what we'll say, I will go on the bus, the parents will never know. But if the bus will blow up, they will find out. It's not like smoking that they will never find out. Here, at the time that the bus will blow up, they will know. No bus. You could say, Mimon Avshach. At the time that the bus will blow up, I'm not allowed to go on the bus anyway. The Torah says, I'm saying the chazoka that the bus is not blowing up. And that chazoka could be saved, my parents will not know. Oyna, on as I say. Kibud Ava, I'm allowed to do, the Kibud Ava is mechayev to listen to the father. The father will never, never know this is the matter. Here's the chance that he will know. Legami pikuach nefesh, I'm allowed to be semech and roiv and chazok, and I'm allowed to go on the bus. That's the shayla.
We'll get.
I'm saying the shayla. So what's it? We'll get to the shittas. I just can tell you that Rabbi Yashiv holds that you're allowed to go on the bus. Rabbi Bess holds that it's mamish also in Gomel. Let me again. I want to go to the shittas. The Shmir Shabbos holds that it's also. But we can. If we go to the end before. Let me again. Keseder Advarim. We'll build up the suge. That's the derech in Aloche. To get to the Shiroshim. And if he then to come to Aloche Lemaisen. The third shaila that is made again, your parents tell you take a sweater, it's cold outside. Take a coat, it's cold outside. Your mom is not interested. So you take the coat and downstairs you leave it and you go outside, yeah? So the shaila is again, if they will find out, let's make it a case that they will not find out. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. Or even if they will know, you don't want to listen to them. You go to your father and he tells you close the coat, it's cold. You say, hey, I'm not cold. So please the coat. And the kid says, no, it's not cold. Not saying it's dercheretz. Chenish is for dercheretz. Maybe the father is not allowed to tell him. Let me clarify. The father is allowed to tell him. The father knows he's not going to close the coat, so the father is never leaving either. He's allowed to ask his son to close the coat or not. But the same thing, the father asks the kid maybe to throw the garbage, and he knows the kid will not listen. But I don't want to go. I want to go into the Bible to the three shailas that we spoke about. The first shaila is he tells you not to smoke, and the shaila with the father knowing or without the father knowing, not to go on a bus. With the father knowing, without the father knowing, it's cold outside, he tells you to wear a coat or a sweater, and you don't want to, with the father knowing, without the father knowing. And the fourth shaila is, your father tells you, this divide, again, both ways, your father tells you he wants you to go to college. You say, no, I want to stay in yeshiva. Is kibud av or not kibud av? Or the other way around. The father tells you, stay and learn, you want to go to college. Father has like masnefesh. He has like masnefesh, but you want to study. You'll learn 2 years. You want to go to college? Your father tells you, please stay in yeshiva. He says, I can't. He's saying, you don't think, I'll tell you where. I hear it every year. The father tells me, I don't want my son to go to camp. And the kid goes to camp. It's the same thing. Same aveira b'diyuk. And I have it every year. The father, and the bochur tells me, my father said yes. I called the father. He says, no. I told him not to. And the kid goes to camp. This isn't a guess, because it's not called college. So this is the shaila. You have to listen to your father and not go to camp? Or you have a heter? I'm saying, it's at the yeshiva, there's no heter to go to camp. But I'm saying, so the yeshiva will throw you out. You're changing a yeshiva, you leave the mirror, you go to a different yeshiva. Say that. But now you shaila, I'll skip it out. Shilach is a shachanoch. I'm not speaking of shaila, it's a shachanoch. Shachanoch state, you don't have to listen. Rebbe Rav Shmuel Zalman said, "No, shira." No, come on. Let me get mesudah. Shidduch is not nogea. Shidduch, if you don't listen to your father, you don't have a good life, Rav Shlomo Zalman said. So not nogea for Shlomo Zalman said. Rav Shlomo Zalman said. The person starts to go out, and if he Shlomo Zalman goes out, Ochen vei zay lebi. Rav Shlomo Zalman said. Shlomo Zalman said, you don't listen to the father. He said, and I tell you, listen to your father. I hope we'll get to the answer today on these shailas. So these are the four shailas: smoking, buses, it's cold, and to go to camp or not to go to camp, to go to college, not to go to college. You're mechuyav to listen to your parents, or you're not mechuyav to listen to your parents. This is the shaila. So to mevarer the shaila, we have to be mevarer three sugyas in shas. And to boy ois da alochev covered oviv, v'moira oviv. And if he that, hopefully, will manage to mimivar these shailas, if you have to keep kibud av b'hem, or you don't have to. Some of the chelik of the chalokim, we learned it now. So at least most of the yeshiva learned it. So b'meile, it will be leichter, shtikl, to mimivar b'inya. The Gemara in Kiddushin, dafla medalef. The Gemara zok tazay. Tonu rabbono. Eizu hu moiro ve'eizu hu kovet. You know, it's a mitzvah kibud avayim ve'moiro hukash kvoidom likovet amokem. Mitzvah chamuras be'yoseh hukash kvoidom likovet amokem. Kibud avayim ve'moiro avayim. Dog the Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Aleph, eizu hu moiro. Lo yoimet bimekoimoy. Lo yoshev bimekoimoy. You're not allowed to stand in his place. What means stand in his place? And the place that he stands and he gives speeches is like a maimet. You're not allowed to sit in his seat. Moshe Rashi says you're allowed to stand on his chair. You have to get somewhere. You're not allowed to sit on his chair. If he has a special chair, you're not allowed to sit on it, even if it's not near the table. If he doesn't have a special chair, so then you're only not allowed to sit in the place that he sits. And if Moshe, all the chairs are the same. But the head of the table is the father's seat, so you're not allowed to sit there. If he has a special armchair, no one else has in the house armchair, so they're not allowed to sit in the armchair, even if it's not in the place. But Yashin says to stand on it, you're allowed to. So it's not a din that your body is not allowed to be on top of that chair. You're not allowed to sit in his derech. Leisoyser is dvorov, leimachriyoy. This is moiro. Kibbut. What is kibbut? Zognig more. Maachiloy, mashkeyu, malbishoy, machnisu moitzi. So Moiro, the Loshana Gemara, and the Moiro, the list of the Moiro that the Gemara brings down is Oymed Bimikoim, Yoshe Bimikoim, Seiser is Dvoroi. Kovid, the Gemara brings down the list, things that the father has enjoyment from them. Ma'achiloi, Mashkeyu, Malbishay, Machnisa. Now the Shaila is, after we know that it's a Parsha from Moiro, also the Parsha from Kovid. To listen to the father, where this mitzvah goes in. The father tells you to do something, to listen to him. Is a mitzvah to listen to him or not? About if he tells you I want food, so within COVID you have to give him the food. If he tells you don't sit on my chair, so within Moira you're not allowed to. The father tells you something to do that doesn't have no COVID and no Moira, he tells you please do something. Siddur is a parsha or not? Is a machlekes rishoyne. The ritvo bayos, who see the vov and nivomes, is mashma that is no mitzvah to listen to the father. Nish kovet, nish moiro, is no mitzvah. No mitzvah to listen to the father. Not mitzvah kovet, and not mitzvah moiro, you're not mechuyav to listen to the father. And this is mashma in Rabbeinu Peretz, and Teis Arosh, and Teis Estuch Bayos, that without kovet, is no mitzvah stam. The father tells you, please walk there, please come, please sit. It's not negat his body's anoyah, anoyah sagu for the father. You're not mechuyav to listen to the father. Le'umas then is rishonim, that is mashma and shulchan aruch, that is a mitzvah to listen to the father, even if you don't have a know. So this is the first shayla be'etzem that we have to start to clear before we come to our shayla. If it's a mitzvah to listen to the father when you don't have a know, when the father doesn't have a know, he just tells you to do something. The rit was mefurish by us, that is no mitzvah to listen to the father. And le'umas them. And some rishonim it's mashma that it is a mitzvah to listen to the father. So let me get pamela. There's one sugi by us in Yevomis. The Gemara wants to learn that Esa is deichaloisase from kibudav. Not deichaloisase. The Gemara wants to say. Zog the Gemara teisa mi kibudav. So I want to be the Loshon HaBrayse. Yochol kibud av ve'em yedoyche Shabbos. Talmud lo imar ish ovi ve'imoy tirou ve'shabsoy se tishmoyru. My love, the omar li basheli ve'shchoitli. This is what we need legabe in yoneinu. So yochol iye kibud av ve'em doyche Shabbos. Talmud lo imar ish ovi ve'imoy tirou ve'shabsoy se tishmoyru. My love, the omar li kulam chayovi bichvoidi. My love, the omar li basheli ve'kabetli. Basheli ve'shchoitli. Now the Gemara is very interesting. The Gemara starts Yochel iye kibud av ve'em doich Shabbos. Tamul leimar ish ovi v'imoy tirou moira. My love the omar li shchoitli u'basheli. So the Gemara starts with kibud av ve'em, and the Gemara switches to moira, and the Gemara switches back to kovet. Zog de mizrochi de re'em al ha'teire. He says like this. The Gemara says ish. Obi ve'imoy tirou, ish sipik biyodi la'asois, ish o in sipik biyodi. When she gets married, she can't do kibud aveim. Zokter, why the Gemara says she can't do kibud aveim? The Gemara had to say she can't do moiro kibud aveim. Zok the Mizrochi, moiro she could do even after she's married. She doesn't have to sit on her father's chair. She doesn't have to argue with her father. It's no stirotik to the husband. Kibud, she can't cook for him, because she has to be with her husband. She can't give him a noise. She's busy with her husband. Aber Moira? Moira she could carry on keeping. Maybe the father will tell her to do something and she can't do it. Zog the Mizrochi, it's not Bichlal Moira. It's no din Moira to listen to the father. Moira is only not to sit on his chair, not to argue with him, not to say Sarah's Dvarov. This she could do even if she's married. Kovet she can't do. So it's Mefurash in the Mizrahi, and I want to magdir these in Yonim, because this is what is Negea to the Londis. That Moira is only these four things. Don't say so, Dvorov. Don't argue with him. Don't sit on his chair. But to listen to him, it's covered. Now, he doesn't say Klor, if when the father tells you to listen, to do something to him, not to cook for him. He just tells you, I don't want you to go on a bus. I don't want you to smoke. If this is covered or not, Doshtendish in Mizrahi. But we know one thing stated in Mizrahi Klor, that Moira is not mechayev to listen. Le'umas then, the Makne in Kiddushin says, no. Shtet lo yisoyser es dvorov. So if the father tells you don't smoke and you smoke, you soyser es dvorov. He tells you don't go on a bus and you go on a bus, you soyser es dvorov. Zod the Makne, Moira is also when you don't listen to the father. He says, Mephorses in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, if your father tells you not to marry someone, you don't have to listen to him. Why? For different reasons. Why you have to come to that? Stop, you're not mechuyav to listen to the father. The Torah says, you are mechuyav to listen to your father. So here we have a machlekes. The Mizrahi learns, Moira is not mechayav listening to the father. Maybe covered, he doesn't speak about it. But Moira is not mechayav. The Makne learns, Moira is mechayav to listen to the father. The Mizrahi says the feet dvar of the Gemara is very gishmak. Yochel ye kibud av em doich Shabbos shenemar ish ovi v'imoy tirou kegoin shchoitli v'basheli. The Gemara had to switch because it's no echetimtza that Moira could be doich Shabbos. Well, sit on the chair. Only when you have to listen to the father could be doich Shabbos. So when Meir zog the Mizrahi, the Gemara has to say echetimtza if kibud av doich Shabbos is only in kibud. Why the Gemara had to say Yochel she kibud avem deicha Shabbos? The Gemara could have said Yochel moira avem deicha Shabbos. Kirin she omar le'ovi, put on the fire, make a fire. Why the Gemara had to say Yochel kibud avem? So the Makne asks it himself. He says the Gemara wanted to say a rivuse in the case that it's also moira and also kibud av. Now. So let me get Pamela. So Lemaise, it comes out we have the Vala Machlekes Makne Mitrei Mit Mizrahi. If it's Moira is Mechayev to listen to the father. Now even Azevi the Makne in Rab Kiveger and Simon Samaches is Mashma like the Makne. For that time later will be Misyaches. When Azevi the Chazanish in Yeredeya and Simon Kuf Memtes, the Chazanish says that it's mistabe to him that if a person doesn't listen to the father, it's over on Moira. The father has a tzar, he's not listening to the father. Ein lecho stiro meiro godel mize. Unazei de ripar loe, an Reb Saadia goen. Unazei a lot of rabbonim paskin, a lot maybe, I mean one rabbi marshal, paskins are my best. I just want to mention that shita because to make it later from Los Angeles, he holds avada the makna is right is bichlal meira to listen to the father. But a lot of poskim are not masking with that. What is shaychus to meira? The first one is the mizrochi is not masking with that. But the michtam leDavid leMoshe, he says, what is the shaychus? What is the shaychus? Meira is loy soiser as dvarav. Your father says something, you say, no, you're wrong. I'm saying my father is wrong. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm smoking. What is the shaychus loy soiser as dvarav? I'll give you a marshal. The marshal, your rebbe comes and he says, this, your house belongs to him. He walks into your house. You tell, no, rebbe, it's mine. The rebbe says, no, it's yours. It's mine. The rebbe, it's shulik, but it's mine. So you take the rabbit to base it. Yeah. Shnei the rabbit is allowed to steal. Yeah. Oh, machleik is choylik al rabbi. It was the choylik al rabbi. Choylik al rabbi. Choylik al rabbi means my rabbi is not the pshat in taste. So the rabbi, you have a mistake. The rabbi says tzora tzora is also. So the rabbi tzora tzora is muta. That's the choylik al rabbi. That's the seisar as dvorov. But don't you get seisar as dvorov? If I ask me to do something, I'm not interested. I really respect you. Chamish ken koyach. I'm a baby. I like to smoke. Say so, I'm telling you, father, you're wrong. You think the moon is there? The moon is there. It's Meshuggah. It's not gerecht. It's gerecht. Like maybe if the father argues with the father and tells him smoking is healthy, Efshar Taki does say so as well. Father says it's not healthy, he says it is healthy. The father says it's dangerous to go to Hebron. I'm telling you, it's not dangerous. You're not allowed to say that. It's dangerous and I want to go. Reb Moshe Feinstein and Divrei Moshe and Kiddushin, Perikame Or Yudalet, he brings down the makna and he says, Loi Nochin. He says, maybe if the kid will tell the father, I don't want to listen to you, and say Seres Dvor. If he just doesn't say and smoke, then he can say Seres Dvor. If he doesn't, no, I'm not planning to listen, doesn't say Seres Dvor. But if he doesn't argue with him, what's the shaykhus to say Seres Dvor? Say Seres Dvor, Mata Machlekes mi de Tate. Mishke Machlekes, he wants. I'm not doing it. Aber das nicht gemacht like ist mit der Fahne. Ele meise, also ich steht in Sefer bis David, die Redeye, und Schutze la Chochme, also passing like that. So, we have a Machleikes, I want to be masked. The way we have a Machleikes, a klore Machleikes, Makne, Chazanish, Rav Kiveigen, Mitzadechot, if it's a Meiro to listen to the father, when the father tells you to do something, not the father wants something for himself. Not kibud. Moiro. Don't smoke. Don't go somewhere. Don't go to this trip. The Makna holds Moiro is mechayev to listen. And the Michtam Ledovid, they hold is no chiyuv to listen. And the Chayvas Alvoves, and the Ma'adura from Kapach, of Kapach, there is mashma, something in between. He says that it's three zachen in kibudav. Mishmas, kovet v'moiro. And he brings three psukim. Kavet is avicho v'simecho, backwards. So it's mashma that it's three parshas. This maybe it's medivrei kabbale, but the nafkamina is that it's also mashma from dvorov that to listen is not meiro. Say it's mashma that you have to listen, but maybe it's a different parsha. We'll see maybe nafkamina is later. Mikolmekoyim we have a machlekes. We have to know that the Rishonim, some will see the Rishonim, some Rishonim will hold, there's no chiyuv. So, but I want to go shtickle bit shtickle. So, we have one shita that is a chiyuv to listen to the father, midin meiro. Le'umas, then we said a lot of achroinim hold, that those heisish can say so, there's no chiyuv to listen to the father. Let me get into the second step. Okay, it's no chiyuv to listen to the father, midin meiro. But is a chiyuv to listen to the father, midin kovet? I want to explain. Not covered when the father wants food. The father tells you not to smoke, not to go on the bus, not to go to Hebron. This is what the father tells you to do. Now the shaila is, we said Moiro, we bring a big list. Does Nishkin Moiro? Moiro is not to sit on his chair, not to say so as well. This is Moiro. Now we claim we didn't covet. Covet is mechayvet or not. You say mechateis. So let me get Pamelach. The Gemara in Yevamos again is another Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara brings down a braise. It's also Gemara b'metzir. Yochel Omar loy Oviv al tachzir. Oisha Omar loy hitamo. A Okay, Yochel Amaloy Aviv Hitamo, Isha Amaloy Al Tachzir, Yochel Yishmaloy, Tamuloy Marish Aviv Imetiro, Shabsay Setishmoy. So the Gemara has a tzad, if your father tells you to mimitame le meisim, Yochel Yishmaloy, Talmud Leimar, you don't have to listen to it. Rashi adds a word. Yochel Amaloy Aviv Hitamo, Lehoshiv Aveda. If your father tells you to go into Besakvores, Lehoshiv Aveda, Yochel Yishmaloy, Talmud Leimar, we don't listen. En kibud avdeichem mitzvah. Frag the Ritva and the Ochlaner, why Rashi has to add this word? Yochel Omar Ovid lo hitamo. His father told him, please go into the Beis HaKvores, I want you to be Nitma. Yochel Yishmaloy, Talmud Leimar, you don't listen to the father? Rashi says no. Yochel Omar lo Ovid hitamo lehoshim aveid. Zog the Ritva, Mashma mi Rashi, שאם לא אומר לו להושיב אבידו, אלא אומר לו סתם איתמו, ודאי שאין לו צורך לשמוע אלוהי, שאין שום כיבוד אב בדובר שאין לו אב הנועבוי. If the father wants money, he tells you go inside to get money, so the father has a noe, so סל כדאי תוך you have to listen. The father stam wants you to go in, he wants you to be nitma. He wants to see you standing there, he wants you to be nitma. Avada is no חיוב to listen to the father. Now, so two things we learn from the Ritva. It's no kibud av, and it's also no din meiro. Because lo yitzur is given meiro, so you would have to go in. So you have a mefurish rishon, the leike ha-makna, the leike ha-chazanish, the leike ha-rabki ve-eger, that is no covet and no meiro to listen to the father. When I say the Ochlaner, zog b'das Rashi. Okay, so l'chur, and this sugye, is mashma klor, that is taken ochiu. Aber interessant, in the Meiri, is before Shfakert. The Meiri asks the same kasha. Why the father has to tell him to bring Aveda? Says time, Yochel Omar Le'ovi Vitamo. Zot Enech Enami. The father tells him to go into Beis HaKvores, is also a mitzvah. Just if the father Stam told him, the father is a Rosha, and there's no mitzvah to listen to the father. The father Stam wants him to do Averas. Meile Rashi said, we're talking to a father that wants money, it's not a father, is a Rosha. So, but Derech Agav, we learned from the Ritva, that is a mitzvah to listen to the father. Again, the Ritva doesn't say if it's covered or meiro. You're right. It's a kasha. B'chonon frek, Rab Kveger frek, that goes Mamonius frek. Why the father is a rosho? It's another kasha. Even if it's not doicher, it's not a rosho. Be'amira be'alma, you don't become a rosho. It's two kashas. But you're right. It's a bazunda shmud. Rabbi Yeruchim also says like that. And it's not a shmek at what is the pshat? Where is the rosho? But mikol b'koim, state in Meiri, that when the father tells you, go into Beis HaKvores to be mitamo, is a mitzvah. So, zochinu ledin be'etzem, we have already a double machlekes. We have one machlekes, if the father tells you to do something, if Meiro is mechayev you to listen, or Meiro is not mechayev you to listen. The Matnan Siyatri hold, the Meiro is mechayev me, we said, all the achrayim, the mistaber is not like that. Then we have a machlekes, Ritva v'Rashi, the way the Ritva d'Ochlaner lim Rashi, is no mitzvah to listen to the father, nishkin moiro, unishkin kovet, if the father doesn't have nothing, klor, and if in the Meiri, we know that there's a problem, but again, we don't know if he means als moiro, als kovet, shteit nish klor. We have the third sugya that we had dvorim mefurashi. The Gemara in the end of sugya Yevames, again, the Gemara says that ma lehanach shechen hechsher mitzvah. Rashi has a pshat, not nagia, we're not learning the sugas in Yevamos now. Tesis and the Rishonim learn pshat like this. Kibud av, bashali, it's only hechsher mitzvah. Why? Because yibum, the bia, is the mitzvah. So it's Esed Echeloise said. Kibud av, the mitzvah is when the father is enjoying it. When you're cooking, it's not the mitzvah. So some Rishonim say the Loshon Rabbeinu Peretz, when you're cooking, it's not the mitzvah. And the father told me to cook. Stayed klar, to listen to the father is garnished. So in taste stayed klar again, that to listen to the father is garnished. Even to listen, it's only Hechsher mitzvah. Aber the Rashba says the Loshen, ve'af al pi she'omar lo'y oviv lechamer achar ha-behema, lefi she'ein ikar kibud, elo b'ma she'yesh lo'y bo'y ha-noe. Kedai b'rin b'kidushin, eizu u'kovet ma'achiloy ma'shkeyu, malbishin maniloy. אבל אומר לי לעשיס דובר שאין לי בוי הנועה של כלום אין זה כובד שתצא ואולו בתוירו וכובד כזה אין בוי עשה של תוירו שיתחה לא יססה so some people say oh שתהיית עם רשבו also there is no mitzvah but the רבו חבר דגוין המדייק לא שנרשבו אין זה כובד שתצווה עליו תוירו ואין בו עשר של תוירו אבל אין זה מצווה to listen to the father even if the father doesn't have a noe דהיינו, the mice alone if the father told me to be מחמר so when I'm listening I'm מקיים המצווה it's not the עיקר מצווה ואז יש את קלונות הישונים שאין זו עיקר המצווה אמא זוג דרי מצווה דרבונון aber da tays shonim shteyt loshen eino iker mitzvas kibbut so now from this rishonim the rashbo shteyt klor and tays shonim that is a mitzvah to listen to the father even if it's no anoe it's only not the iker mitzvah not the iker mitzvah but the father is a mitzvah what? No, not because of Hershel the father told him to be mechamer the father told him to do this peula not the Hershel mitzvah not the iker mitzvah The mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah is the bishul later. Now it's a hechsher. Before you ask why, l'chu led us to be a ma'aseh mitzvah because the father told me to do bashali. The bashal is the tzivui. The Torah says the chelek she'en bei anoe is not the ikar mitzvah. So before we go to the second step of aloche, let me make a sikum the shittas and then we'll start to ois cheshbon the aloche le'ma'aseh. What we know is like this: we know that the makne holds that moiro is mechayev to listen. אבל in all these rishonim שתי דלויקי המקנה because if the father told me to bashel I have to listen to the father so what זוגת אין זה עיקר המצווה so in the rashman תס ישונים in the ritvo and all of them is mashma דלויקי החזניש דלויקי רב כבייגר דלויקי המקנה that is no moiro אבל the makne in the siyati learned that is moiro לאומס דם we said a lot of אחרונים אחרי like that moiro is not שייך נכתוב לדוד מוישה is not שייך Now we're claiming COVID is mechayev it or not. So we said Rashi in the Ritva states COVID is not mechayev bichlal. This is tuch tais COVID not mechayev. In Rashbo states and in Meiri that COVID is mechayev. Just the Meiri is mashma it's a chiyuv gomu, so we don't know exactly what. In Rashbo states that it's not ikar COVID, but it's COVID. These are the shittas that we have. Now we have to clear. So how we pass the halacha lemaisa? The way we're speaking, the father knows. We didn't come into the shayla, the father doesn't know. The father, so Beitzam, what we're holding now in the shayla is, our father tells us one of the four things that we bring up. The father tells us, don't smoke, don't go on a bus, it's cold outside, don't go to camp. The father tells you, I don't want you to go to camp. You have to listen to him or you don't have to listen to him. You have to listen. Without the protein, we'll go later to the protein. You're losing money, all the zachen. There's a mitzvah to listen. Lefi, the other shittas, atzmoiro, there's no mitzvah to listen. It's only what is nagea to sit on his chair. I will stand to listen, and not to argue. I will not to listen, and not mechuv to listen. Atzkove, so we said, the ritva and Rashi, atzkove, I'm not mechuv to listen. Lefi, the Rashbo, the siyato, and the meiri, atzkove, I have to listen. So come to us, if the makne and siyatoi al tzmoiro, I have to listen. Kivei yichazanish. If the rashba and siyatoi, moiro sin ishto, aber kovid is mechayev ni. Ma shehenge, if the rashi, kovid in ishto, if the achroini moiro in ishto. So now we want to know, aloha lemaise. So what we do aloha lemaise? We listen or we don't listen? So now we get the next step. We have this aloha three times in Shulchan Aruch. In Simon Reishmem, this is Hilchis Kibud Avehem, the Shulchan Aruch paskens like this. The first time is in Sif Tezayim, Reishmem Sif Tezayim. Omar loy oviv, loy limchoy la'odam ployni. Father told him, don't forgive Yenem. Yenem did an avla for the family, you want to forgive him. Father asks you, please don't forgive him. Al Yishmaloi. So Tshuva Sarosh. Zog the Shach, state in Tshuva Sarosh, why not to listen? She osur lisnoi ben odom. Vehavi kilavir al divretoy. It's a chiddush, because you could be moichel, your father doesn't have to know that you're moichel. Right? So if you don't talk to him, and it looks like a family, you're over al yisisnoi sochicho bilvavecho, and because it's an isur to hate a person, you're not allowed to not to be moichel. Zog de Welt is meduyek that without the sisnes achicha bilvavecha you would have to listen to the father Again, we don't know Alts Moira or Alts Kovet. But you will have to listen. So we don't know why. If Moira will be Mechayev us to listen, or Kovet will be Mechayev us to listen. Simon Reishmem Seif Chofei. Omar Loi Oviv Loi Lilmoi Bemokim Ployni. Don't go to learn in this yeshiva. Ain't Tzorech Lishmoi Aloi. Why? Because everyone has a different place where he likes to learn. Mashma, that without this mile of Talmud Torah, you will have to listen. Again, we don't know Alts Moira, Alts Kovet. As a third aloche, the Ramo and Simon Reishmem, the last Ramo in the end. If the father tells you not to do a shidduch, you don't have to listen to the father. I said before, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you're smart, don't do that shidduch, you know. Don't marry someone against your father. Because b'derech klal, all of your life you suffer after it. About the hell and practical, yeah? So the aloha is you don't have to listen to your father. Now, the mocker is Tshuvas Ma'arik. To open the Tshuvas Ma'arik. Tshuvas Ma'arik brings three reasons, and it's very important to hear the three reasons when we're coming to aloha lemaisa. Because these shaylas, you know, no one of the person really wants to paskin it. But it's not yet to everyone. First reason, Zog the Ma'arik. Because Kibud Av is Mishel Av Eloi Mishel Ben. If he tells you not to marry this lady, he's telling you Mishel Ben. You want to marry her. I mean, this is the one you want. It's more for money, yeah? This is the one you want to marry. I mean, money, I mean, this is your wife. This is the one that you want to have. So you're not mechuyav to give it over. You're not mechuyav to give over your wife, the one that you want to marry. Azay Zok Demarik, one reason. He says, Kol Shekin Tzare De Gufe, is the Loshon. The Kol Shekin Betzare De Gufe. Base, another reason he says, Havi Kilaver Al Divre Teira. Because, Chazal say Lechav Vo Al Bailo. So the main issue that you want is more Lechav Vo Al Bailo. So if it's more Lechav Vo Al Bailo, so it's more Truver Vo, Azay Zok. The Oidi says Kibud Av is only Bedover Sha'av Neneboy. Hano Asa Guf? Deloike HaMakne, Deloike HaRashbo, like the Ritva. There's no mitzvah to listen to the father. Only was Negeto Hano Asa Guf. What is not Negeto Hano Asa Guf is no mitzvah to listen to the father. The Goyen says the Iker reason the Ramo Paschal is, we go past the third reason. And Lefid is Goyen. The shita saramola aloha, you don't have to listen to the father. When he tells you not to smoke, you're not mechuyav to listen to him. When he tells you not to go to the bus, you're not mechuyav to listen to him. Only by anos aguf. And this is the reason the Ramo paskins, you don't have to listen in a shidduch. The Ramo learned that b'etzim shidduch is not exactly a dvar mitzvah. You can marry someone else. And proof of who is not mechayev this lady. Maybe he learned that the main reason the Ramo says you don't have to listen, because there's no din to listen to the father, and some reason there's no negata anos aguf. Just the Goyen says, Avala Rashbo Choylek. I merely have to choshish to the Rashbo. The Rashbo is the Mechlekes Rishonim. The Ramo passed like the Ritva. The Achroinim were not Mekabalit. And they say in Klola Apsak, when there's three reasons, we say that all the reasons together, and maybe we can't follow one reason only. And I say, the first ones are the main one, the last one is Bederech Agav. If the last one would be the main reason, he would hold like the Ritva, he would put it together. This is Be'etzim what we have in the Poiskim before we come to Zmanein. Now, let me gain a little bit to Eisfirin, the Paskman Alocha Lemaise. So, we'll start. Be'etzim. What's Achroinim that said, Yesh al Malismoich, that the Ramo meant to pass in the Ma'arik, and they go and mend the first Shita, that every Zach that the father doesn't have a no, you don't have to listen. Aben Amaise, while the Ma'arik brings more reasons, and we saw before, the first two, the Shulchan Aruch only in three places quotes this aloche, Talmud Toiro, and Mechile, and these three places, it's Mashman the Shulchan Aruch that Be'alme, you have to listen to the father. The Shulchan Aruch only bring three cases. He had to write. You never have to listen to the father. If it's not negato, it's not. So Avad Shulchan Aruch brings down three aloches. Avad Shulchan Aruch holds there is a chiyuv to listen to the father, even if the father doesn't have a no from it. Yeah? Even if the father doesn't pick up the hand, you have to pick up the hand. That's why they have a chodim ask. The father asks you to start the dance in the street. If you have to do it or not. That's a derais. So what? That's a derais. But I'm saying, it's a chiv to listen to the father. So this is the halacha lemaise, even though it's a machlekes. You have to listen to your father, even something that the father doesn't have a noas aguf. Halacha aleph. Now, some poskim came and said, but if I get very disturbed from that, I don't have to. Dehainu. Lamazagim, all of my friends are going to a trip, and because of that, I will not go to a trip, I'm not mechuyev. Oh, these bad boys, yeah, if they don't go to camp, they get sick, yeah? So maybe they're allowed to go to camp. Yeah? Why? I'll explain why. They say like this. First is machlekes. The Ma'arik bring three reasons why you don't have to listen in a shidduch. The first reason was because tzare de gufe. The second reason, the last reason was because only ba'anos aguf. The middle reason was because Talmud Torah, because Pruvervu. So we have two reasons. We don't have the two reasons. Boki mitzvah we don't have. But the other two reasons we have. And Mistoma, these are the two of the main ones. Because if you would hold that it's a real mitzvah, you for sure don't have to listen to the father. You never have to listen to the father when he tells you leiv al mitzvah. So for sure the reason that it's a mitzvah was not the main reason of the Ma'arik. The main reason was because of tzare de gufe and b'meile b'mokim tzare de gufe, you're not mechuyev to listen. Because mishal ben. Also, when the makne brings down, it's interesting. If you see the lashon of makne inside, the makne says, nearly, shekol mitzvah le'ov, shekol shemetzav le'oviv, af bedobor, she'ein le'oviv shabanoe, afilu ochi, im ein laben shum hefsed, ze bichlal moyo. Mashal, if the kid is losing because of that, you're not mechuyev to listen. So some place came home, that every time when the father tells you to do something, that he doesn't have a noas aguf, you could be saying on the shittas that is no chiyuv kibudav, is no chiyuv meira, and the tziruf that's mishal ben, and you could be saying. Lemay said that shita of these rabbanim was not niskabel and klal. So you have to know it for sometimes for tzirufim, but lemay said was not niskabel. Was niskabel that le'olam you have to listen to the father, even if you have a tzar aguf, you have to listen. You have to know what is the shiur. About it, the father tells you. You have to know what is the shiur. So lechura, now the father tells you not to smoke. The father tells you not to go on a bus. Tells you to wear a sweater, not to go to camp. You have to listen. Kikumen de haitike and gefrek the shayle. What would it be if I could do it without my father knowing? He will never know. He will never know that I smoke. He will never know that I went on a bus. He will never know I took off the sweater. He will never know that I went to camp. I will tell him in the shiva. Yeah. What is the aloch? It's not a guy to go to Hebron. If I said, don't go to Hebron. My father will never know. Picture in the newspaper and he knows Navisan. Then we have to know the Gdorim, the percentage. This is when we get to the next Shiras. But I want first to speak about the Shiras. Rebbe Eliashiv holds you're allowed to. I'm saying again, I said Divrei Teira, Reshoi Mikoshluboy. Rebbe Eliashiv holds you're allowed to. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa told me today, I called him up and he told me, Shum Poni Vaifen, you're not allowed to. And he told me that it's something that his mother told him to do, and he's doing it already for 60 years. So his son was on the other line. So his son told me, ask my father, what is that thing that he's doing for 60 years? So he told me that his mother told him that he has to sleep in pajamas by night. Like this, he would sit and learn. I thought at least Baruch Hashem, my mother didn't tell me to do that. So he says, his mother told him that he has to sleep in pajamas. So even that, you know, it's very hard to get dressed. Well, again, in the morning, you know, you lose time. But I'll skip a name, he puts on pajamas every night. So, you know, these people's madrigas. I wanted to find out in the Rabbonim in America, the Vile, I didn't get answers yet. The only one that I got an answer was from Rabbi Bess in LA. I didn't get it myself. I couldn't get a hold of the line. I called someone that I know in LA that he emailed him, and he answered back that he said that he doesn't see a mokim bichlal, we choshish the chazanish, and I want to be masbi. What is the two shittas here? What else? The father doesn't know, so what? Well, no, masbi, stands. Father doesn't know, so it's. So the Velt says like this. It's negated to this lumbus. If it's mitzad kovet, what is the pshat that mitzad kovet you have to listen? Right? We said some shittas all you don't have to. Kovet is only what the father enjoys. The other side, even if the father doesn't enjoy, you have to listen mitzad kovet. We have two tzdodim in that side. One side is, like it's Mashman Rab Kivegin of the Chazon Ish, the father gets so annoyed when you don't listen to him. See, Estzach the heart, yeah? It eats up his heart. Yeah? People die when the kids don't listen to them. So, what is the difference if the father needs cold water? Oh, his cold water is that his kids listening to him. He has that piece of Yiddish and Achas. So, Bemele, this is Kibud Abeim! Kibud Abeim! Machmir Kovet! Bemele, Zag the Beliashi, the father never knows. So, Bemele, he has the Kovet. This is the way I, all the years, and this is what I remember when I was young, I heard from Rabbi Yashi. Now, if the other side is that kovet means respect, kovet doesn't mean you're giving him gishmak. Right? The first side is that no asagut. And listening is also, okay, he has to know about it. Kovet is respect. So now, l'chura, respect is even the moshlach of Nevid. His mother is ready in the Shemaim. I had a shayla as a yid I met, choshev a yid, balabas, a doctor. So I met him. His mother was nifta a year ago. I saw him with a big beard. I asked him, "Hello, you know, he's 60 years old. What, 70? What happened?" He told me, "My mother told me to shave." When I said, "Man, I was kibbutzim, I shaved." So I said, "Okay, and now she died." I said, "No." She said, "Now she's in oil of Miami. She knows it's true that it's good to have a beard." Later, that was the reason I have a beard anymore. Forget, now the comment says I can have a beard. So I want to get, we'll see, Bob, we'll use this cheshbon for under a zach, a minute. So the shayla is like this. The Moshe Rav Neivet puts on pajamas, he says, because his mother told him. Yeah? She's not around. But he respects. So this lechur would say that even if the father doesn't know, you have to do it. This is be'etzem the reason of the shita is that. But, anders sagen no. Even respect, the part of respect is that I don't fight your ice. You told me to do something. If I fight your ice, it's a chutzpah, you can call it. But if the father doesn't know, and I say more from that, and it's in a place that people don't know, the bocha goes around, you know, my parents told me not to go, no one else. That's how echad can call it. No one knows that the father told him. It's not a steer to the covet. The Gemara says, "Hamake chaveru b'fnei rabbi ein lechelik lo elam abo." Mavaza b'fnei tamid chochem. Mishkan kovet. B'fnei rabbi, amir eroy b'fnei rabbi chayev misa. It's a kind of respect. So again, if the kovet is like Rav Kivei Eger that the father will get sad that he doesn't, you're not listening. This is the pashas, the pshat from Pesach from Rabbi Yashiv from Eilat Tzmuta. Hashem gives his respect of them klal devel. This is the reason that Be'etzem it's muta. Saying one side in the covenant, maybe not. Masha'engen, if it's Alts Moiro, tying it most of the poiskim. Moiro, I listen to him, I'm scared from him, I'm listening to him, so it doesn't make a difference if he's around or he's not around. The Moiro is Mechayev to listen Alamol. The Moiro is Mechayev to listen Alamol. As Edish Min Shabbos told me, the Moiro is Mechayev to listen Alamol. Just the Shmuel Sabbath told me that if the father doesn't know and it's expensive, you don't have to listen. He's mitzar if mokim tzar when the father doesn't know. Then he's machmir the loiker, Rabbi Yashiv. That the even shalei b'fnei a father, you have to listen. But if it's a tzair de gufe, the second reason of the marik, the Shmuel Sabbath says, here is Mekel. If the father knows, he's not tzemach the marik. Because the ma'aseh v'choshit that even when there's no anu'as a guf, you have to listen al tzmoichot. But if the father doesn't know, and it's a tzair of the gufa, it's like the Shmira Shabbos, so it's very more calm. Again, the rabbanim in America, if you want to hear it, they say, no, even so you have to be machmir. Even if it's a tzair of the gufa. Even if it's a tzair of the gufa. Reb David Morgenstern told me today that he understands from Rabbi Yashiv. I'm saying this is the way I understand it. Rabbi Yashiv said even al tzmoiro, it's only a chutzpah to do it when the father knows. When the father doesn't know, so nishkin stir al tzmoiro. Now, I saw in the place you want to find another cooler. What if the mashal the father tells you not to smoke? Yeah? Now. I will say it, I will speak Lamazogan and going in Hebron. I'm not saying, Yeshiva Bocher never goes there. I'm speaking, it's not Nagi, I don't think as a Bentere goes to Hebron. I never saw a Chosh Bocher that went to Hebron in my life. Yeah? Maybe they go and I don't know, but I'm saying, I just wanted to speak about it from a Moshul, it's the lighter place. Your father tells you not to go to Hebron. Yeah? Now, your father, you know, well, he's in America, he looks in, you know, these little things that shows the news. And there they show people blowing up. They think that in this country, you know, mamish, you go on the street, they eat you up. And I think you come here, you find out it's bichlal not dangerous. I'm not saying the mitzvah is azay. I don't chas v'shalom. So they say, dear, if the father will never know, you're allowed to go. Why? It's a mimon of shach. If he will know the truth, he knows that it's not dangerous. Now, my father doesn't have the inyan that I will not enjoy my life. Why he doesn't want me to go to Hebron? Because it's dangerous. If he will know the truth, he will let me to go. So there's no chesaron kivchav here. He doesn't know, so he doesn't have a tzar. I'm not over al dvorov, the moshel. He tells me not to smoke. Yeah, they found out the moshel smoking is healthy. Was it kufa that he hold smoking is healthy? I'm saying, we hold today nishta zay. Someone told me, Reb Meir Shmulevitz told me today that the look at this psak. I'm saying, this psak, I heard from a lot of choshev rabbanim that if it's a zachtat and outside, the father tells you it's freezing outside, take a coat. You go outside, it's so sunny, yeah? Your father is mashuna, you know, you go outside, he thinks it's cold. Let's come that. Yeah, he's freezing, yeah. David HaMelech, Vayichasub, Abgadim, Velo Yicham, Loi. So he tells you to wear a coat. So you wear the coat, you put it off. But it's not chason kibudav. My father doesn't have, it's not a uniform that a father wants me to go and have the jacket in the street. The father is right. I have to look like a yid, I don't have to look like a goy when I walk in the street. But he tells me it's cold outside. It's not cold. So this rabbanim say here, again, betziruf all the shit is he allowed to. He told me that Sanyanke Fisher gehalt nishta zay. He know, this is what he heard, that a yid came to ask Sanyanke Fisher, his father told him not to smoke if he has to listen. Tell him, what's coming to Rachman said, you have a stupid father, what's coming to? He hold that it was healthy to smoke, yeah? So he said, look, Rachmanis, he has a father shaita, what's coming to? Yeah? So I'm saying, we pass, so then he hold that even if the father was wrong, was it tkufa? I think in China they hold that it's healthy. But I'm saying, no, there's no rules that was tkufa is a place that they hold that it's healthy. So if the father is wrong with mitzias, then it's no steer, because the pshat is, I'm not listening to my father. Again, if the father sees me not listening, so I'm a tzair him, so it's a kibudav. But if the father is not, it's not a lot of times to shiduchim or different zachen, that you go to your rabbeim. I'm saying, in the real case, and everyone knows that this shiduch lemais is the best thing for your father. It's the best. He doesn't understand. He's angry now, he's upset now. Lemais, when he will know the truth, he will do with you. So a lot of times, again, we fall off, we kenish. But shalei be fall off, you're allowed to do it. Now, legabi the buses, we said it's a shtickel more complicated. There again, it's a shtickel more like to be makel. About it, I'm saying, Rabbi Yashiv holds you're allowed to go if the father will never know. Now, but the poiskim, after the poiskim hold, you have to be machmir. But here you have to know, Taka. In the case that it's costing you money, LeMoshel, so the Shemir Shabbos told me also, Avada, you're allowed to, if the father is not paying you taxes, even that he holds that you have to be machmir. I'm saying again, Rabbi Best told me, even if the father doesn't pay the taxes, you're not allowed to. But I'm saying, LeMais here is not so poshut. Because, you're right, if you want to go to a trip, maybe your father doesn't let you to go to the trip, don't go to the trip. But LeMais told you went to the Golan for Shabbos. And you missed your trip back. Went to Tzfas, you know, to, he's mikveh for Shabbos, and now you're on the way back, the guy's left you behind. Now, the only way is to go back with a bus. They have to take a taxi. Now, what do you do? But to walk from Tzfas is even more dangerous. So here, it could be, Lekula Almi, you're not mechuyav to listen to your father, if you will not know. And it could be, even if you will know. The Shmuel Shabbos told me not to say, even if you know not to say, he's not masking. But if you will not know, because here, Be'etzem is Mishal Ben, Mishal Avele, Mishal Ben. You're stuck there. So to go to Tzfas, no one told you to go. No one told you to go to Tzfas. So Kibbutz is mechayev you not to go. But you're in Tzfas, you can't go and then say, I'm stuck. I'm saying, but if you went and you had a way to get back, now you're stuck, your father wants you to spend money, Kibbutz Av is not the chayv to spend money. So normally Reb Chaim said, walk by foot. But you're in a place to walk by foot is even more dangerous. So Avada b'chay gavin, if the father doesn't know, you're allowed to be makel. Now, legabe to learn, to study, so the ma'aseh, all the poskim hold that there's no chiyuv kibud av. If the father tells you to go to study in college, avada is no chiyuv kibud av to listen to him, and avada you have to stay in yeshiva. So this is pashut, because here we have all the three reasons of the ma'arik. The first reason is it's not davosha begufa. Second reason is the tzaira de gufa, not to learn tzaira, elocha tzaira de gufa gadol mizeh. And the third reason is a shtikel mitzvah. So the father calls it all cheshbeinus, yeah? But I say, it's the same thing like a shidduch. I say, the shidduch, pshat is, I feel that this is my shidduch, so avada not mechuyev. So I say, in Hashem, the Ravais and all the Jews, again, a person has to be chocham, how to answer the father. And again, I want to be magdish, that it be klal, that the ikar pesach we said is to listen to the father. So Rav Eliashiv holds, when the father doesn't know, it's not going to be makel. Aber nicht das Kuhmensch, der 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 Kuhmensch,